Welcome. I'm Victoria Schnepps, the founder of Schnepps Media, and today the proud receiver of the Power Women podcast, and delighted to welcome Anna Medveda, who has had a wonderful career, a mother of four children, an owner of a real estate company, and now, as she turns 50, another life with another being engaged and yes. This wonderful opportunity to actually run for Congress and have an impact nationwide. So you have had a great career. And tell us a little bit about your growing up years. What was it like for you growing up that gave you the strength to be who you are today?
So I grew up in the Soviet Union, which is now called Russia, in Moscow. And, you know, growing up, it was challenging. I was a teenager when the Soviet system collapsed. And when you're a teenager going through hard times, you either learn how to overcome challenges and become stronger. And faith was a big factor in surviving, really. For me, you have to ignore the noise and stay true to who you are and to the path. So, yeah, I grew up thinking I would never be able to leave the country, quite frankly. And look at me now, running for U.S. Congress.
Incredible. But when you were growing up, you mentioned to me a grandma.
Yes.
Impacting you. Tell us a little bit about her.
So I have to tell you a little personal story. All men in our family during World War II went to war, and not one came back. So it was women in our family for decades to come after that had to work together and figure it out together as a family, raise children, and just really, it was an interesting dynamic. So women in my family are very strong. I grew up with interesting stories. Obviously, World War II was major event, and you just persevere. You have to do what you have to do, and you smile through pain sometimes, and you learn how to work as a team and how to have joy despite issues and obstacles in life, and life is good no matter what. And my grandmother definitely was the inspiration and someone who insisted on always dressing well, always having my nails done, my hair done, my shoes, everything should be proper, and you enjoy life.
Well, I think that holds you well because you are all those things today. And I know your journey here to the States. I think you came to America about 19, was it 90?
1999.
Right.
I moved to New York City. And my older three children were born in this city. So for me, New York will always, has always been, and always will be my hometown. And it's a unique city. And I am a little bit concerned and frustrated with what's going on in lately in the political world and leadership in the state and the city in particular, but that's a separate conversation.
Well, but I think, you know, you're engaged in the world because I know that you moved to Boca Raton where you live now, is that correct?
Correct.
You have this real estate investment company. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yes, I started working in investment banking, and that's how I ended up in New York City, you know, and that career then led me to real estate investing. I invested in properties and we had renters, and that was an interesting experience that allowed me to have my family and raise my children and have income and learn so much really in the business world. So AM Management Group is my company, and we right now more of a consulting firm that helps people moving to South Florida to navigate, you know, all the aspects of that, from property to law, to investing, to healthcare, you know, you name it. All these little knots, there's so much going on, and a lot of people are on the move. And South Florida in particular now is the center of the world. There's so much exciting news that coming out of South Florida, and it's wonderful to be a part of it.
Well, I think, you know, this Florida, I say, is on fire.
Absolutely.
I'm moving in droves, sadly, from my beloved New York because of taxes. And so, you know, the 6 months and 6 days. But I fascinated how you moved from business into politics. How was that journey? How did
So,
that happen?
I consider myself, I won't say a nomad, but I do want to stay with certain people and I'll be able to change. I think it's so important. In we do live in exciting times once again, and Florida is definitely on the map. There's so many good things that are happening here. AI, artificial intelligence, technology, healthcare. Obviously, have been blessed with wonderful leaders in the state and locally. And Florida is doing a lot of things right. There are certain bottlenecks like traffic, and people complain about that. But prices are going up, and you can't have a reservation at your favorite restaurant anymore. But these are the signs of prosperity.
Yes.
And little details can be worked out, but the big picture is wonderful. It's great to be in Florida. And, I've lived in different countries. I lived in the UK, I lived in Europe, obviously coming from Russia, lived in different states, New York, I lived in California, I'm now in Florida, I've traveled the world. So hopefully that experience, me as a businesswoman, as a mother, as someone who's done different things on different continents, that would be beneficial for me becoming a congresswoman. I think more than ever now, with so many events happening on the foreign policy stage and global politics, we need people that can see the big picture, perhaps avoid the noise, stay true to our path as a nation. And understand what's going on, what's important, what's not, and be strong on certain issues and hold the line.
Well, I think it's fascinating to me the journey that you have made and reinventing yourself as you go. And now to think about running for Congress, was there something that kind of propelled you into wanting to do this?
So I've always been interested in participating in interesting conversations and debates. It's always been me growing up. My grandmother instilled a passion for reading, for getting to know interesting people. So it's always been one path that I sort of considered. And I truly believe life only begins after 50, especially for women. Really. And I'm so excited for this new chapter. And it just is natural. I hope my experiences and my talents will be beneficial to our country.
So, was there certain issues that you want to raise? Is there a platform that you've created for yourself?
I am running to represent the 22nd district in Florida, which includes Palm Beach Island, downtown West Palm Beach, Wellington, Lake Worth, Boynton Beach, Delray Beach, and a small portion of Boca. It's a large district. We're almost at the 900,000 residents. Very diverse district. Almost a third, 33%, are immigrants born outside of the United States. We have a large Latino community. The Black community is 18%. We have a large Haitian population. We have Europeans. We have Russians and Ukrainians. Almost half are children of those immigrants. It's a very diverse, dynamic community. And I believe we need a leader, someone who can connect with all these groups and listen and learn and deliver the message in Washington, what matters to us locally. And there's so many moving pieces. We have businesses moving into the district. West Palm Beach will welcome Vanderbilt Grad School, which would focus on higher tier majors like AI and technology and computer science. So we want to integrate people growing up in our district. Local talent really help them to bloom and blossom and include them in the process and locally so that we all can benefit from it. Capitalism is a wonderful thing. I grew up in a communist country, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, it does not work. And anyone who toys with this idea fools themselves, unfortunately. And that's the platform. We need to support businesses, small businesses, and not so small. We need to definitely focus on education. We need reform on education to make sure that our children are well equipped to weather changes and challenges, and they can participate in the global stage, especially with technology and the way it's developing right now at the scale and speed. So, and that's that. And not to mention, I think next war will be held in space. This is where this is going, it looks like. And we, as we are right now, we need skilled young people that can help us navigate this challenging environment.
Well, I think, there's a whole, I'm a teacher by profession. That's my original career. And I could see the need to change how we prepare young people today and educate them to meet the challenges you just spoke about. It almost has to start from the earliest days in elementary school.
I think, every one of us, every single person has a story. My personal experience, again, growing up in the Soviet Union, and you grow up with certain values and principles. And when the system collapsed, I was a teenager, and everything suddenly is not true. And you have to find new values, new anchors. It can be challenging. And faith and family, these are the anchors in life that are the main principles, and we need to stay true to that, I think. And our nation is a large family. We are a family, and that's an important thing to remember.
Well, I love what you just said about the keys to success right there. But I would love you to share with us what advice you would give to people listening and looking at us. What advice would you give them to be successful?
To listen to women that are trailblazers, that perhaps maybe a little bit older or younger and are successful in their endeavors, like yourself. I am so grateful to be where I am, living in Palm Beach County, through my friends and connections. I've met wonderful women that have been amazing to me. It really feels like, I'm part of a big, beautiful, amazing family, and for that I'm very grateful. We can work together, we can guide each other, help each other, and that's a wonderful thing to do, working together. Women in our country are amazing. We're smart, well-educated, kind, and willing to share the knowledge and welcome people. It really is a unique experience.
I think, I'm very impressed how you have literally juggled the balls of family, of career, and now love, and how you keep it all
Yes.
going. Is there any secret to how you manage all three?
That's a great question. I think family can be an inspiration. It's not always easy. I have four children. The oldest is 24 and youngest is 10. They're all very different, of course, two boys, two girls, but they inspire me every day to do better, to be the best version of me and to move forward. And I think, success can come in different ways. It's health, it's joy, it's your friends and family. And yes, finding love after 50 is wonderful. Why not?
Well, I don't know if you can see through the TV screen the glow. So it's obviously something very special. And I'm so happy to see your joy. Well,
Thank
this
you.
is really having a full life. To be able to have family, to have love, and to have a career is just the ultimate of what everybody could wish for. So I'm delighted to talk with Anna Medvedeva, who is
Thank you.
running
Yeah.
for Congress. I'm so proud of her in
If I
Palm Beach
can add
County.
one thing, please visit my campaign site, voteannaforcongress.com. And every campaign needs help, donations, volunteers. Your thoughts and questions are always welcome. I would appreciate feedback and the participation. It's a wonderful race. One of the best districts, I would say, because the president is a constituent. And yes,
It again one more time where people can go to support you.
voteannaforcongress.com.
Vote for congress.com.
Correct.
Wonderful. Well, I've been delighted talking with you, Anna. Thank you and congratulations and carry on. You're doing
Thank you,
great.
Victoria. We're only getting started.
I love it. Well, this is Victoria Schnepp signing off with the power woman, Anna Medvedeva. Thank you, Anna. Have a wonderful day. Until next time. Bye now.
Thank you.